I'd like to share what the norms, the standard, you know, how one can take part in a japa retreat like this. One thing is try to be on time, or I should say, be on time. I learned something from a devotee that's born in India and is a professional consultant, and he laughs about Indian standard time. And he says, you know, Americans, when there's an appointment, they're there 5.5 minutes ahead of time, so that they're on time. They, whatever socializing they need to do is done ahead of time, and they begin on time. So let's be the American standard time and be here ahead of time so we can begin on time. There's many reasons for that without going through the whole long list. But it's when we start something, we're together. We're going on a journey, so let's go on the journey together. When it comes to sharing like this, share openly. And if in the course of the weekend, if someone shares something that's very confidential, personal, let it remain confidential amongst the sharing group that's here. When participating, participate sincerely so that you give and receive the maximum possible. As far as possible, minimize phone calls and emails and other stuff, you know, the on-the-grid stuff. Let's spend some time off the grid. There may be some things you have to do, but you'll find, well, one of the things we're going to discuss is, you know, while you're chanting, the mind is pressing. You didn't make that phone call. Did you send that important email? And so on. And so this is an opportunity to not process like that. Try to... It was great being in Sharanagati. They have no electricity. There's no telephone. There's no internet. There's no cell reception. It's off the grid. So the first, you know, 12 hours was, oh, what about, you know, all the habits that I have to go and check my email and all the responsible things that I'm doing. And I got over that after some time. Of course, when I get back to where there was internet access, I had 250 mails. No exaggeration. So some of you have received replies late, now you know why. Took a while to catch up. But so this is being in a space where we're just, you know, not in the norm. We're taking a break from all of that. We will have Mona Vrata Day. That's our Sunday. Oh, good news about the weather. Here comes the sun. The sun is coming. It's supposed to be a little bit of rain tomorrow, but less rain than today. And then the next day is partly sunny, partly cloudy, chance of rain, and then 2 days of sun. So... during the sunny Sunday, that'll be our 64 round day for those of you that are up for it. And if not 64, then you do what you can. But that's Monavrata day, that is from 7 o'clock in the morning until about 6:30 in the evening. Try to maintain silence other than chanting of the holy name. And that'll be a little difficult for some minds to handle. It's not what we're used to. But let's keep that standard. Okay. I think if there are practical needs, that you have, the local devotees pretty much know. You just go to the kitchen and ask, you know, I've got a problem, what do I do? That's one practical way to do it. Or Dinesha knows everybody here locally, and if you have a problem, she'll find somebody that can help resolve the problem, because she knows all the devotees here and has a kind of coordinating role. I think that's... Any questions? It's late. Let's end. Mangalarti is at... Mangalarti is at 4:30. And you should have the whole schedules posted downstairs. Mangalarti, 4:30. Thank you very much.